Dakota Some House Services. This is Susie.
Hey, Susie. I was holding for Carmen.
Hold on, sir.
Sure.
This is Carmen. Can I help you?
Hey, Carmen. It's Jeremiah.
Hi, Jeremiah. Good morning. Did you get my email?
I did. That's why I wanted to give you a call here. I wanted to let you know that I know whatever you guys signed or whatever he signed for, it says that amount. But if it's less, don't worry. It's going to be less, and then you'll get the difference. He'll net the difference.
Okay, let me ask you something. He was asking me also, are we going to be paying them?
Yes.
I have to make them the money?
I'm almost positive that's what the case is. That's why we had you sign that paper. So that way we know that you're going to be paying them off.
Okay. So in other words, let's say, for example, that if I get the money and I call and he gets a payoff, or I call them and say, okay, this is if it's less than the amount on the paper, it doesn't matter as long as we pay off that account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I know they told me okay, it takes like, I was running the stairs.
No worries.
I know that the guy told me that, for example, they won't show the last three payments.
Okay.
Okay, he already told me. He said, okay, let's say that if you pay it today, we're not going to show the last three payments because they're not posted yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like Mr. Torres said, well, I'd rather, you know, be just wait for a difference of $2,000 or $3,000. Than having to wait for $10,000 or $11,000. Do you understand me?
Yeah, absolutely. So what happens is if you pay that off and the payments don't show, you will get a refund.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's what he wanted to know.
Yeah, they'll pay you the difference back. So let's say that they tell you the amount is $70,000 that you owe, and the payments didn't show, so really you owed $68,000. They'll give you a check back for $2,000 of the difference.
Oh, okay. So, do you recommend, Jeremiah, for Mr. Torres to call back, let's say today or tomorrow, get the correct payoff, and we send the money that they're telling us to pay? We'll pay that, and then just wait for the whatever amount that we overpaid. Right? We can do that.
Yeah, but you don't have to get a payoff letter yet. Let's get this situated, because what's going to happen is once this is all complete, then you'll want to find out the exact payoff, and then you'll tell them to set it up to pay it off, and there might even be a discount for you if you guys pay it off. So
yeah.
I don't know what the situation is. Let's finish this up, and then I'll help you with the next step as well.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, because he wanted to know, he said, are they going to pay it? Because if they're going to pay it, okay, I don't have a problem with that, but... You know, what if they don't send me the $10,000 that we overpaid? Or what if they take forever to give me the money back? You know, he was starting to, you know, question me about that. And I said, well, I don't know. Let me call. Let me send an email. I know they're not in yet. So I'm going to send them an email as soon as they get it. I know Jeremiah's going to call me and you know, he's going to explain, and I can explain to him what you're asking me.
Absolutely. So I'm almost 80% sure that that's what's going to happen. There is a 20% chance that we'll pay them, but I will find that out for you to clarify, okay?
Yes, please. If you can find out, because if you're going to pay them off, I'm thinking that Mr. Torres is going to want he's going to want to call and get the correct payoff.
Absolutely, and we would want that too.
And that way, you know, he'll be, you know, short or whatever, we'll be short maybe a couple of thousand.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, whatever money they have to send us back, it's going to be a smaller amount. And that way, he'll be, you know, aware of what's going on. And if we need to pay it, okay, well, then if we're going to pay it, then, you know, for he still needs to call and get the payoff. So, but he just wanted to know who was going to pay. If we were the ones that were going to pay them, or you were the ones that were going to pay them.
Yeah, I will find out shortly. Did they ever call you to walk over the phone?
Oh, yes, we already went through the whole thing. Yeah,
you did?
To, yeah, her last name was Diaz.
Okay, good, good.
Christina,
all right.
I think Christina, and we just finished that like maybe like 10 minutes ago.
Okay, now I need one last thing from you. I need, let me see here, what do they want? Give me 1 second, let me pull it up here. Miss Carmen. Customer voice message on dogs. Got that. Okay, so I need the trade reference contact for the long-term liability due from Torres to PHC on the balance sheet.
What do you mean?
There's supposed to be a contact. Let me try to get the specifics on that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't understand that exactly either. They're like, this is the last thing we need.
I think they need the balance sheet, whatever we're paying for the buildings, right, towards primary.
Right, right. But
we're not paying anything.
Not paying anything, okay.
No, we don't pay him anything back. In other words, the offices are being paid through primary, and we're not paying primary nothing at all from here, not even rent or anything.
Okay,
not rent. They're paying 100%, and we're not paying anything back to them.
Okay. So I think they wanted a reference, though, like a name and a number. Do you have that?
For what?
For
name or reference, like what? Like what?
You know what, Carmen, let me get the exact specific detail on that, and then can I call you right back?
Sure, I'm here. I'm going to be here until 5.
Perfect. Hey, how was your son? Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. He had an infection, and
okay.
He has very bad sinus, and the doctor
see.
Said that, you know, he was very congested, but he's okay. I had to double the doses yesterday. He wanted him to double the dose for the first and then the second time, and then today just go like a regular deal, take the medicine that he's supposed to. But no, he's fine, and then he told me, he said, I don't want to go to a doctor because my son is like 5'11".
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He's 14 years old.
Wow.
So he has his voice changed. I think it was like a year and a half ago. So now his voice is a lot like more hoarse.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, why? Well, that way if I talk to somebody, mom, they're gonna think I'm an older guy. And I say, what? You're crazy. So and then the doctor just started laughing because he's been his doctor since he was born. In fact, he was my doctor for all my kids.
Oh, okay.
And so my oldest one is 30. He's going to be 33.
Oh.
And then I have a 26-year-old. I have a 21-year-old. And then I have the 14-year-old.
Oh, so he's the baby.
Yeah, he's a baby, and I have two grandkids. So, and that's all I have right now.
That's all?
I tell my girls, hurry up. My 26-year-old says she's not getting married until she's 35. So she's going to be living with me until she's 35.
Well.
The other one who's in college, hopefully she'll graduate next May. And, well, she hasn't said she wants to move out of Laredo because there's nothing to do here. But, you know, if she does... She has applied for the troopers, and she applied for the Border Patrol, but she wants to be stationed somewhere in the valley.
Yeah.
So she told me, well, if I move to the valley, I'm going to buy a house, Mom, but you have to go with me. And I said, sure, I'll follow you. What about Meme? Oh, he can stay with Alejandro now, with my oldest daughter. And I said, okay. And then he says, I'm not going to stay with you with Alejandro. I'm going to go with Mom. I don't want to stay with her. So, you know, we just started laughing, and you know, but
that's,
you know,
funny.
I'm hoping she makes it. She's she was missing a couple of college hours to be able to qualify for that. And since my family is law enforcement, everybody, even my son is a Border Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
My brother is a police officer. My other brother is a county sheriff. My nephew just graduated from the DPS. My other nephew is a troop, Border Patrol also, but he's an investigator. And then, you know, it's all just, you know, basically law enforcement. I have a sister-in-law who works with a marshal. So, I mean, it's all, so that's what she wants to be.
Well, good for her.
Law enforcement. And I said, well, the only thing we're missing is those people that work in the bridge, Customs,
yeah.
Yeah, and I said, well, you better join the customs, and we'll have the whole
the complete
deal,
set.
Yeah. So
I like it. That's cool.
And then the doctor yesterday said, well, you should start be a nurse. I said, well, that was my second choice. I said, well, get your criminal justice degree, and then get your nursing, you know, license as your second. Degree, and you can work. If one thing doesn't work out, you can always work on the other field, and, you know, it's something that you like. So she started thinking about it last night, and he says, well, you know what, I'm going to go into nursing.
She said that?
No, yeah, she says, no, I better not. I think it's the being in efforts, it's a lot better, it's more fun. And I said, mm-hmm. Well, yes, it is, you know, consider everything, you know, everything's different. Everything, you know, it's not a daily thing like me having to come to the office every day and
right.
work with my bookkeeping, and, you know, it's the same thing. But I love doing it, so, I mean, mm-hmm. I never get bored.
That's good.
But, you know, it's fun.
It's good.
It is
okay.
fun.
I'm sure it'll all work out for her. I'm sure
yeah,
she'll.
Yeah, and my youngest one, he wants to be a rapper. And I said, good. You're the only one that told me he wants to be a rapper. And I said, well, good luck.
Well, hey,
good luck.
If you need security, we have all
yeah.
law enforcement behind you.
Yeah.
So
you know, and I keep just, I mean, rapping is not, it's, you don't make any money out of that. Yes, you do, Mom. And I said, no, you don't. You have to be very good to become... have a lot of money, and you don't. You're not good at that. Well, you don't know, and you don't know.
You
I
told him.
I like 4 or 5. Yeah, I keep telling him he's not going to be a good rapper. But
well,
hoping,
hey, as long as he has a backup plan, right?
Yeah, of course. But, I mean, yeah. I thought I'd rather for you just to go to school, get a college degree,
exactly.
and whatever you want, and then if you want to become a rapper, go for it.
Go ahead, yeah. Well, that's
yeah.
good. That's all you can do. And just,
yeah,
you know, just finish school, and then if you still want to be a rapper when you graduate and after college, and you
yeah,
can
that's
do it.
That's your deal, honey. I mean, after 18, I don't have to worry about
it.
I'm so mean
want.
With my kids.
No, you have experience. You understand, you know,
yeah.
so you know what's going on, and you're just trying to tell them, hey, that's great. You can do whatever you want to do, but
mm-hmm.
right now you're under my roof. You're going to school.
Yes.
And then,
it sometimes is hard to keep that in. But, I mean, it's like I told my daughter, I said, look, I'm still supporting you. You're in
mm-hmm.
school. So, I mean, you have to do what I tell you to do. And if you don't like it, there's the door. I mean, you're 21. You can do whatever you want. And my
exactly.
26-year-old, the same thing. And, you know, after a while, they start thinking about it. He says, well, Mom, you're right. I mean, you know. Why should we leave? Or, you know, I have to look for a job and have all this responsibility. And I said, yes. Lihe, right now, Lihe, you don't have any responsibilities because I'm the one that pays the bills. I'm the one that's providing everything. You don't have to even work.
Wow,
but you
must
need
be
to
nice.
Go to school, but you need to go to school and you need to graduate. That's my, you know.
That's your stipulation.
Yeah. I mean, that's
absolutely
the only thing that I can give him an education. So, I mean, that's...
That's awesome.
After that,
yeah.
I mean, it's up to them if they want to continue or if they want to do whatever they want to do. So, but
yeah. Well, you sound like you're doing a good job, Carmen. So just keep it up.
Thank you.
It's hard. It is hard. I know it is.
And every time they get mad at me, I remember when they were kids. I mean, they were small. They would always tell me, "Oh, Mom, you're as mean as a wicked witch, and you're a witch." And they would tell me, "You're very cold-hearted. You're very mean. You don't have any feelings. You don't show it." Yes, I do. Except when I'm mad. But I mean, I'm very strict. I'm super strict.
I whoop you because I love you.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what my mom used to whoop me, you know. And,
yeah.
And you, of course, you think that your parents are mean, but, I mean, they love you.
Yeah.
So they want the best for you. They want
you
to learn.
Yeah, I remember my oldest daughter. I mean, one time I remember that I don't know what happened, and I spanked her.
Uh-huh.
And she said, "I'm going to call 911. I want to tell them that you're abusing me. This is child abuse." And I say, "You know what? Here's the phone.
Yeah.
Call 911.
My dad did the same thing.
By the time the police get here, you know what? You're going to have two broken arms, two broken legs. You're going to be black and blue. And a broken nose. So go ahead and call them." And then she just looked at me and I said, "That's abuse. What I spanked you." But go ahead. I gave her the phone. I said, "Here, dial 911.
Absolutely. That's so funny. My dad told me the same thing. He's like, "Yeah, you can call here, but I promise you by the time they get here, you won't be able to talk."
Exactly. And she never threatened again.
Exactly.
Did. And I mean, you know, sometimes I mean, you have to be strict with the kids. I mean, it's. I mean, they were strict with me. I mean, my mom was the one that did the spanking. My dad never spanked me.
Yeah.
But I mean, I remember when I was growing up, and I mean, I'm the only girl, and there's three boys. So I'm the oldest one. So I was always a tomboy. I mean, we were always constantly fighting. We were constantly doing this and that, and then. You know, I remember my mom would say, "Wait until you have your own kids," or "Wait until they start doing this," and "Wait until they start answering you back. Let's see if you don't spank them." You know, she went through, and I remember every single time when my kids were growing up, you know, my mom would tell me, "You're going to wait, and they're going to answer you back. The same thing you're doing to me, they're going to do it to you."
Right, right.
And, you know, and it's a process. It's a process. So I would spank them.
It is a process.
And my son would always say, "Mom, de que yo tenía la chancla voladora." Whenever I would get mad at him and he would start running, me quitaba la chancla y boom, right in the head. I would always hit him in the head. I said,
"That's
Mom,
funny.
You would always hit me in the head." And I said, "Con la chancla voladora, right?" Yes. So everybody knows the chancla voladora at my house.
Oh, yeah, I know what that is as well.
So,
all right.
But, I mean, it's fun. Sometimes it's fun. You laugh about it after they, you know, in that time you're
older.
Angry, you're mad.
Of
but
course.
As they start getting older and you start getting older, I mean,
you look
start
back and you laugh.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's fun to reminisce and remember those
mm-hmm.
times.
Those
you
days.
Know. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Carmen. Well, let me find out the details on this and I will call you back in a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Carmen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right. Bye.
Have you guys been having a pretty good year so far?